Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Ulster Bank. No matter what business you're in, make our business banking team yours. Ulster Bank Ireland Tech is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
But first this afternoon, to impending pain for rail passengers. Union members at Éireann Ruthéireann have voted in favour of industrial action, and within the past few minutes, the unions have revealed how this action will take shape. Dermot O'Leary is the General Secretary of the National Bus and Rail Union, the NBRU. He's just out of that meeting where those plans for industrial action were finalised. Dermot, you can tell us what you've decided and what is now planned.
Yes, Mary, good evening. Unfortunately, because of, the situation last night at the Workplace Relations Commission, where the company at the 11th hour pulled the plug on a potential proposal that we could have put to our members to offset any industrial action. The treasurying group, all five unions, met this afternoon, and just in the last few minutes we've announced a series of actions to take place over the month of November and into December. And they are the following, Mary. Wednesday, the 1st of November, 24-hour work stoppage. Tuesday, the 7th of November, 24-hour work stoppage. Tuesday, the 14th, 24-hour work stoppage. Thursday, the 23rd, 24-hour work stoppage. And Friday, the 8th of December, 24-hour work stoppage. So that's a total of five. And obviously, even at this stage, the resolution for this dispute lies now, certainly with the Chief Executive Officer of Irish Rail and his management.
Well, surely it lies with all of you to get back around the table and start talking. But we'll come back to that in a minute, Dermot, and stay with the days of action you've now decided on. The first one coming up next week, next Wednesday. Is it next Wednesday or next Tuesday week?
Sorry, that's Wednesday. That's Wednesday of the Wednesday following the bank holiday, Mary. Can I say this?
Yes.
We took note of what people were saying to us in advance of our meeting today, in relation to the bank holiday weekend, the last holiday of the year, if you like, and people making plans to travel. So we stayed away, in deference to that opinion out there, we stayed away from the October weekend, and we're focusing now instead on the stoppages I just outlined.
There's never a good time for industrial action when it comes to people having their commute disrupted and a way of getting to work disrupted, as you well know. Has this the capacity as well, in addition to the disruption to rail travel, to disrupt bus travel?
Well, look, at this juncture, Mary, I say this, and I said the same during the bus airline dispute, if you remember. As far as we're concerned, the dispute we're talking about here and the one we're prosecuting is with Irish Rail. There is no dispute with any of the two bus companies, either Bus Éireann or Dublin Bus indeed. So my message quite clearly to my members in those companies is that you continue to work as normal throughout this dispute. And again, of course, I will repeat that would be our preference not to go on dispute at all. And it does discommode people, of course it does, but it discommodes the public and indeed the people who work in the industry, our members.
But to stay with the buses for a minute, and your directions are, it doesn't spill over onto the buses, but it could it not? If you have pickets on entry points to depots where buses are coming and going, could that stop members of your union or members of SIPTU going about their business?
Mary, you'd appreciate the line. I can give you the official line from, and I can speak on behalf of the
I understand
MBRU,
but doesn't it invariably happen?
There are shared locations that became problematic during the bus airline dispute. Now, again, I suppose we've been prosecuting disputes, unfortunately, across the public transport sector for many years, on many decades. And we've had situations in the past, Mary, where disputes in Irish Rail did not impinge on Bus Éireann and vice versa. And we would hope that people will go back to those days rather than revisit the most recent one. But our instruction quite clearly will be there's no dispute with any other company, just Irish Rail.
You have a window of time now until you get to Wednesday week and the first stoppage that you're planning. Did you really believe last night at the Workplace Relations Commission that there was a deal to be done?
Well, maybe people are calling me naive at this late stage in my career, or foolhardy maybe, I don't know which. But certainly the Workplace Relations Commission, and it should be remembered, we have been at the Labour Court on two occasions and they sent us back to the Workplace Relations Commission a number of weeks ago. Those talks broke down on the 27th of September last. And again, when the call came to go into the Commission again yesterday, I suppose, whilst confidence is not a word you'd use, especially in Irish Rail, we were hopeful that based on that, you know, that they were calling us in, that they must have known something that we didn't know in advance. And to be fair, Mary, to the people in WRC, and Anna Perry in particular, she did her damnedest and her best to produce a proposal. And to be honest, we at one stage at 9 o'clock, or 9:30 last night, genuinely thought that there was a proposal about to emanate, which we could put to our membership for consideration. And we have accused the CEO quite directly and without prevarication on it. We have said to the CEO through the media last night and again today that we blame him, and he's directly responsible
for pulling
that
position. He wasn't there.
No, not for the first time, but then again, you see, this is the experience we've been having, Mary, with this company. He doesn't be there, but he remotely controls the situation. Now, the company will have it that he's entitled to be kept abreast, and I don't have a problem with that. But if you're coming into a third-party institution, conciliation and mediation, a state institution for so doing, then you're supposed to send the people that can actually negotiate.
Could I suggest to you, you're neither naive nor foolhardy. You've been around industrial relations for a very long time. Did you see what was happening here and decide it was in your interest to say things are going well because you knew they were going to pull the plug?
Well, I take the first part of your question as a compliment, and thank you for that, Mary. But I will say this to you quite clearly and genuinely, as I said already. We worked with the Commission, with the WRC, late last night to get a proposal. That was our intention going in there. And again, I probably said this before, the trade union, and there are five involved in this dispute, is measured not by the amount of disputes it has, it's measured by the amount of disputes it does not have. So it's not in anybody's interest, least of all the people that work in the industry, to be in dispute with their employer. But when you hit a brick wall, you have no choice but to turn about and again prosecute that industrial dispute.
For the travelling public, where do you go from here? Will you go to the Labour Court?
No, again, look, it's for Irish Rail released a statement to saying that there was provision in the original referral back to the WRC from the Labour Court. But I'm on record as saying quite clearly that I consider the Labour Court to be the court of last resort. I consider the Labour Court's role to be one of bridging a gap, as it were. In this case, they're not in a position, I would see it at this juncture, to bridge what is essentially the Grand Canyon.
Is that a no?
That's a no at this juncture in terms of the ability to court to bridge the gap. But I can't refuse the court. If the court were to talk to me, that's a different matter altogether. But I'm not going to voluntarily go to the court.
All right, Dermot O'Leary, Director General Secretary of the National Bus and Rail Union. Thank you very much for that. We'll hear from Brussels after this.